This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Help with it.
Welcome to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of it. And be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. You know, I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. You know that's true. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being engaged, being involved. Look, head up to the website. Oh, wait. Go ahead. Head up there. Head up to the website because I want your, give us your email address. All right? Give us an email address. I only send out an email once a week. And so I don't inundate you with this stuff. If you want to be notified by, suppose you're not in the email. Some of you aren't. If you want to be notified by text message, then you just simply need to text TRS to 55222. Yeah, that's right. The letters, come on. I can't make it any easier than this. TRS to 55222. All right? And you'll get a notification. I don't even do that every night. You'll get a notification when the show's going to start, who's going to be on it, the topic we're going to be discussing. It's just to give you a gentle nudge and a reminder. Because, you know, again, we're busy. We've all got lives. And you can decide whether you want to listen to or not at that time. Right? Got a lot going on in the news tonight. Larry Greenfield's going to join me after the first break. Larry, he's a fellow at the Claremont Institute of American Freedom Alliance. He's also earned his BA at UC Berkeley and his JD at the Georgetown University Law Center. Larry is very much, very much involved in the Jewish community. But tonight we're going to tackle how the left and the law, they don't understand it. They don't understand the laws for everybody. No, they really don't. When you listen to what's going on right now between the AG and Congress, they sure as heck don't understand the separation of powers. That's just totally beyond them. Not a clue. Which I find amazing because they keep telling us how much they do know about it and that we're clueless. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Apparently, I've been told that Trump has committed now this is the Dems, this isn't Joe. Trump's committed executable crimes. That's according to a Democratic congressman. I mean, isn't this rich? Think about all the things the Obama administration did. Right? Even found out that after he sent all that money to Iran, there's a chance now that they actually wired more money to them. And now we're hearing about more and more maybe illegal wiretaps that were done. Man, I'm telling you, this is if Barr gets done what he wants to get done, this is going to be a nightmare for the Democrats. And I mean a flipping nightmare. By referring to the Russian collusion hoax as a hoax, apparently President Trump committed a crime which carries the death penalty. That's according to a Democrat member of Congress. He said, of course, you had a very good conversation with Vladimir Putin. You referred to the foreign interference in our election as a Russian hoax. Some might say that's treason. Right. That's according to Wisconsin Wisconsin Representative Mark Pocan. I mean, he's been screaming this on Twitter. Now, the Mueller probe has failed. It has crashed and burned and was in flames before it hit the ground. There's so much dis and misinformation that. And again, if we, I am sure that at some point in time we'll find out that that whole thing, the dossier, was planted by the Russians, pumped up. I mean, I realize that the Democrats were involved, of course. But what, I mean, think about this. For 2 years, this man has been, Donald Trump has had to deal with this. Now, what threw this Democrat over the top was a tweet by President Trump when he said he had a long and very good conversation with President Putin. As I've always said, long before the witch hunt started, getting along with Russia, China, and everyone is a good thing. You know, what's really funny, President Oblamo, he reached out to the Cubans. He reached out to Castro, one of the worst regimes on the planet. He did the wave with them at the baseball game. Remember that? Very proud of it, too. He goes to Cuba. He opens it up. All kinds of human atrocities being done. Hailed as just the best president ever because, you know, now he's bringing, after 50 years of ignoring Cuba, he's now bringing detente back. He's now bringing, you know, like, let me go throw up. Right? And then, remember, Russia, remember what Obama said during his campaign with Romney? Right? I mean, the 1950s called it, they want their, politics back or whatever it was he said, I don't remember. But he was making fun of Romney for even suggesting that Russia was an issue. Isn't that hilarious? And now, if you want to add insult to injury, Uncle Joe's running around saying China's no problem, no threat. Do shades of ISIS being a JV team come back? This is nuts. Anyway, you know, all right, everybody breathe. So the tweet that he had a long conversation, the tweet that said getting along with Russia, China, and a few others, not a bad thing. This is what threw these guys right over the top. Now, remember, he was going to plunge the economy into a turmoil. Remember that he was going to cause World War 17. Remember all of this? I don't think it happened. I mean, maybe I'm in a coma still and this is just all a dream. But I don't think it happened, right? Under federal law, the penalties for treason include execution, the Dem said. Also under federal law, calling something a hoax does not even remotely meet the legal definition of treason in the 243-year history of the United States. Fewer than 30 people have ever been convicted. Joe Mancini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Larry Greenfield joins me after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be.
We are back. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5. Hopefully you're a proud American, too. Seriously. I mean, there's no reason for you not to be. Don't listen to these uneducated people telling you how terrible America is, how terrible, you know, how oppressive we are. We're so oppressive that we're having the problem with the influx of people from other countries. I don't see this happening anywhere else. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Larry Greenfield's going to join us in a second here, and, you know, I went to a conference this weekend at the American Freedom Alliance in Los Angeles. A lot of great speakers there, and, you know, I'll tell you what, visit them online, become a member, you know, join up, get on their newsletter. You've got to be involved. I keep telling you guys, you've got to be involved, got to be engaged, and you've got to get the information. Don't be one of those people that just spews the party line, you spew the latest, Twitter headline, whatever it is. Don't do that. Don't bring yourself down that level. Get informed, get engaged, and then speak. Speak. Don't yell at. Speak with people. And Larry had a great speech this weekend on the left and the law. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if the left really knows what the law is. Larry's a fellow of the Claremont Institute and of the American Freedom Alliance. He earned his BA at UC Berkeley and his JD at the Georgetown University Law Center. Larry, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Joe, and great to be with you and your audience again. It's been a while, and thank you for coming to the American Freedom Alliance. Very special day to look at the left. The left is a revolutionary force in American history, and one of the subject areas was the left and the law, which I focused on, but others looked at the left and science, the left and medicine, the left and entertainment, the left and the media, the left and culture, of course, the left and politics. It was a powerful day.
Yep.
I hope your listeners take the time to go to the YouTube channel once all of the videos are posted for American Freedom Alliance. Just the scholarship alone was amazing. We came to understand the very formal program and project of leftists from Germany in the 1800s who planted seeds to take over education in this country, to indoctrinate kids, to infiltrate institutions, even religion. An important thinker named Joseph Fletcher apparently started working the left into religious life in this country. We know about names like Gramsci and the Frankfurt School, and many others who were Alinsky, right, and the radicals in the 60s. The left, it's been quite a project, and may I just finish this moment by saying David Horowitz led off the day. He has written a 9-volume study of the left. He came from the left. He knows the left. He knows the terrorism and the violence of the left. He knows the techniques and tactics of the left. And so it really was a very comprehensive day. And what I did is I spoke for about 15 minutes and drilled down on the left and the law in America.
Yeah, and kind of tongue-in-cheek with you saying I think that was a wrong title because the left has no clue as to what the law is. But you laid it out very eloquently, easy to understand. And I'd like you, if you don't mind, to hit some of those points now. And when the videos, you know, I'm a big supporter of AFA, and I tell people to go up to their website. We link them on our email and what have you. So I'd like you to hit some of those points now because I think it's important that people understand where the left is coming from. This isn't just a hatred thing. This isn't, you know, when they look at us, they see us as evil people. They see conservatives and the right as very evil people, don't they?
Well, you're right. I mean, this is a civil war, hopefully nonviolent, but by the way, increasingly more violent.
Mm-hmm.
And the first civil war, of course, was violent, incredibly tragically violent. And again, right there, the left opposed the law. They chose to nullify and disobey the law and maintain slavery and not listen to the federal government. So the left will take the law into their own hands. They will change the law. They will only apply the law they believe in. So, for example, today in California, the left has decided, and in many other places, to have sanctuary states and sanctuary cities. The federal government controls immigration to this country, not the states. I'm a big believer in allowing experimentation and local control. Subsidiarity is the fancy term for that. But in the particular case of immigration law, under the Constitution, the federal government sets the standards and rules by which we allow people to come in through our borders. And of course, the left doesn't even want borders anymore, and it doesn't want law, and it doesn't want a constitution. So that's my first point, Joe, is that the left is hostile to the framers and the founding and the first principles of our country. Conservatives, Americans generally, have a reliable and consistent document. It's called the United States Constitution. It's so important because it's the reason we all agreed, the various states and the peoples in the U.S. states, the sovereign states. It's the reason we agreed to have a national government. We made a contract. We all agreed to the Constitution. It was ratified unanimously. And if you don't obey the Constitution, respect the Constitution, follow the Constitution, then the entire country breaks down. You make up whatever law you want. Without a reliable written Constitution, which the left doesn't want, we have chaos, which the left does want. So the first point is that the left seeks to move beyond the written Constitution. It seeks to have what they'll either call a living Constitution or foreign court ruling as precedent or no Constitution at all, or we'll call it as we see it, we'll make it up. So they have abandoned even the notion of remaining loyal to a national project, an agreed upon legal structure, wisdom, path, mores, system, and rule of law. They're opposed to the rule of law. The left is about chaos.
No, I agree with you. I talk about it all the time on the show, how they call us the violent group. They call the left, they call the right and conservatives, you know, the violent group or what have you. And I say, you know, look at, when you look at these protests, when you look at what's going on out there, who is it that's smashing windows? Who's it? Is it that's jumping on police cars? And I don't hear anybody on the left standing up and say, we have to stop this. Don't. This is no way for you to protest. And if you hear the music, that means we're going for a break. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Larry will join me on the other side of the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two people are in custody after a shooting at a STEM middle school in Highlands Ranch, Colorado.
We know that two individuals walked into the STEM school, got deep inside the school, and engage students in two separate locations.
Douglas County Sheriff Tony Spurlock says one suspect is an adult, the other is a minor. Both were apparently students. Eight kids were hit by gunfire. Several are in critical condition. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett says it's a school that he knows well.
A K-12 STEM school in Highlands Ranch, Colorado, which is in Douglas County, just south of Denver, the school district that I used to be superintendent of.
This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and long and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Yeah, a little happy music. It's good to be a little uplifting at times. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be notified by text message, because some of you have let me know that the email has become an issue, and just amazing to me, you want to text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And really, seriously, if you really want to know what's going on, you really want to support the show, you just get engaged, get involved. Don't just sit there yelling at the screen or yelling at the radio. You don't fix anything. You know, get informed. Get real facts that you can speak to other people about. Otherwise, you're no different than they are. You get mad at them for, you know, for spewing party line. You're not doing anything different. Seriously. Larry Greenfield joins me. He's a fellow at the Claremont Institute and American Freedom Alliance. He earned his BA at UC Berkeley and his JD at the Georgetown University Law Center. And he did a talk this weekend at the American Freedom Alliance, and it was great. He had a lot of great points in there. And I'm telling you, if you're driving, don't take notes. But if you're listening from home, sit down, listen, take notes. This is all good stuff, the left and the law. Larry, thanks for being with me tonight. Really appreciate your time.
My pleasure. And by the way, on one of your first points, Joe, about the violence coming from the left, and we've seen almost every act of political assassination or violence on Congress or on a president has been from the left in American history, just note. The chant of the left, of course, has always been no justice, no peace. And that's what they're about, no justice and no peace. By the way, this weekend at the American Freedom Alliance special day, I was honored to meet my fellow Cal Bear. He's there now. I was there, let's say just a few years ago. Hayden Williams, remember that really nice guy who was just manning a booth in the public walkway, the political tables at lunch hour, and he was smashed in the face. He was hit hard. That's what led to the president eventually asserting his executive order that college campuses must allow free speech if they want to take any federal money. Well, I met him. I got a picture with him. He could not have been nicer. A very nice young man. He was with a lot of other young people who were there. And these are the sweetest, innocent, just, you know, good-natured American kids, and they dare to speak their mind and their voice and write what they write in their work at college, and they're bullied by leftist professors who dominate throughout America, 20, 50, 100 to 1. Sometimes there's not a single conservative in an English department or sociology or political science, and they're very brave, and so I'm motivated by them.
If I can interrupt, though, I mean, seriously, the president has to sign an executive order, in essence, to enforce the First Amendment. It's just it's mind-boggling.
No. The First Amendment has collapsed in this country. They've taken polls of students who say they prefer not to have anyone's feelings hurt or to be offended, rather than to assert that anyone has the right to freedom of speech. Are you kidding me? The First Amendment is dying in this country. YouTube and Facebook and Twitter are banning conservatives regularly. They're just deciding they don't like their conversation. The Claremont Institute this week, probably the most intellectual, elite kind of academic-oriented think tank in the world, okay, which publishes the Claremont Review of Books. That's how racy and violent they get. Ooh, they publish a book review every quarter, okay, which takes about the 3 months until the next issue comes to get through it. They're using such big words. Those violent cats, those racy racists, they got banned. They got banned. And so it's just the First Amendment, wow. It's under incredible risk and threat. Safe spaces? Really? You have a right not to be offended by somebody's speech? I don't think that the founders of this country had that in mind. Are you familiar with the literature that went on in this country in the 1600s and the 1700s as we led up to becoming the United States of America? There were no holds barred. You called people names. You expressed your point of view. You shouted out your opinion. You offended. That's freedom, baby. You don't have the right not to be offended. Who told 18-year-olds? Who told their professors, who are 58, that all of a sudden there's no free speech in this country?
No. Look, we allowed one of the conversations over the weekend was about education. And I can't tell you how many times I wanted to run up there and grab the mic and say, stop. We have allowed this to happen. Conservatives, Christians, and others have not taken their rightful place in these hallowed halls of education. I'm on a school board. I'm a trustee on a school board. And I will tell you that the conservative teachers, or the more conservative teachers, are afraid to open their mouths because they don't have the support they need. We have allowed this to happen, have we not?
Extremely well said. And so if my first point was that the left is hostile to our founding document, the U.S. Constitution, which enshrines freedom of speech, by the way, then the second point would be in the education arena, where judges and lawyers come from on the left, is from law schools, of course, dominated by leftist professors. And my experience at Georgetown, and this is also true at Harvard, is that many of the leftist law professors, which dominate law schools, don't support the Constitution. Mark Tushnet was the founder and leader of Critical Legal Studies. He said that if he were a judge, he would seek results purposely that advance the cause of socialism. My con law professor, Louis Michael Seidman, at least he was the con law professor when I was there, and I sat in on his course, he said in a New York Times article, he wrote this article, quote, "Let's give up on the Constitution." These are the people teaching the students in law school. The con law, the constitutional law professors, don't believe in the Constitution.
It's just amazing. This is amazing to me that they get away with it. They've been allowed to get away with it. And where were the parents in all of this, Larry? It's another one of my things. My kids came home. I asked them what they were learning, what they were talking about, what they were dealing with. Somebody made a statement on Sunday, which I got up and applauded, was, look, if you're an alum of one of these places and they're teaching this garbage, stop writing checks to them. Why are you supporting them?
I politely told the Georgetown University Law Center when they called me, I don't think so. Now, in addition to the anti-constitutionalism and the bullying and indoctrination that are America's law schools, which are, you can imagine, is an even more filtered, radical leftist version of college campuses, you have the ACLU and the nonprofit public interest law firms, which used to stand by principles like free speech, for example, mm-hmm. but now runs through a case selection guideline, a filter, whether or not they'll take a case or they'll take the other side of a free speech case, depending on whether or not it has an impact, quote, on marginalized communities. I just said the ACLU has now politicized what used to be their commitment to civil liberties. The American Civil Liberties Union is now a political litmus test. They used to be for free speech and campaigns. Now they're only for free speech and campaigns if you're on the left. They used to be for free speech at outside of abortion clinics. Now they're not. They used to be for religious freedom, okay, to defend Christians who do not want to be compelled to produce a pizza or a cake at a wedding they don't want to be involved with, even if the pizza maker or cake baker is perfectly polite to their own customer and simply says, I'll serve you, of course. You're welcome into my store, of course. But please don't make me show up Sunday morning on my day off or my religious day and cater your wedding, which I don't enjoy. Based on what I learn Sunday at my church, the ACLU is now not on the side of the civil liberties of the baker, or the painter, or the florist. They're on the side now of the county civil rights commissions cramming down at the point of penalty a leftist bullying of individual Americans.
Yeah, it's just, I know I'm taking you totally off point, but you know, I don't get you on that often, and some of these issues I want to hit for people. Joe Mazzini, your host, don't go far. Larry's going to join me again after the break. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results.
to order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
Come on, people. Nothing like a good, like good horns, you know what I'm saying? Joe Machine, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to appreciate the time that you spend with us. During the break, you know, as you can imagine, Larry and I talk, and we were talking about the show growing and what. But I got to tell you something. We now have four stations in Washington State, which just blows my mind. And the reason we got them, though, is I've been telling you people, when you're driving down the road, if the local radio station doesn't carry the show, pick up the phone and call them. Call the station manager. Ask him why he doesn't carry the show or you know, any of some of these kind of shows that maybe you like or what have you. We're on in Fall River, Massachusetts. I want you to understand something. One of the biggest, it's a shipbuilding town, mostly Democrats, all union, and I am sure, I don't know this for a fact, but I am sure because I lived in the area, that there are a lot of illegal immigrants there. And we are on because people called and asked. So you can make a difference. You got to make the calls, though. You got to make a change. You got to do something. Like I always say, you got to do something, people. Anyway, I don't want to eat up much more of his time. Larry Greenfield joined me. Larry is a fellow of the Claremont Institute and the American Freedom Alliance. Here in his BA at UC Berkeley and his JD at the Georgetown University Law Center. And he gave a great talk this weekend at the American Freedom Alliance. And I think, because I'm pulling him off task on purpose, because I don't have him on enough, when that clip hits, when the video hits, we will blast it out in our email so you can listen to what he had to say that day. Larry, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it very much.
Yes, my pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
Let's get back to a question I was asking you before, and it was this thing with the Jews just totally confuses me, right? When it comes to Israel, when it comes to support of Israel, not only is America, is the U.S. one of Israel's biggest allies, but in particular, the conservative Republicans as a whole are the ones that are pounding pavement that we need to support Israel. We need to make sure they have what they need to protect themselves. We always take the side of Israel. And yet, why is it that the Jews consistently seem to vote Democrat? It is just beyond me.
So, Joe, this is an issue that I'm passionate about and have done a lot of work on, a lot of reading, a lot of research, a lot of thinking. I've studied Jewish history and text and tradition, and of course American history and text and tradition. And I'm very alert to national security issues. I served in the Navy and intelligence and reserves, and I'm really familiar with the Middle East. I've been there 30 times. And American foreign policy. I'm a bit of a scholar on these subjects, and so I speak with care, and I speak with some background. The good news is that I've come to learn and then teach the 400 years of American Zionism, the 400 years of Americans, mostly in the Christian community, but more broadly in the national security community and the economic growth community, and just the goodwill common sense of Americans, came to reject the historic leftist Catholic Church supersessionist theory that the special relationship of the Jews and God ended and was replaced by the church. That was the European supersessionist replacement theology. What American Christians did for 400 years was discover that Jews and Christians are brothers from the same vine, and that we share a destiny called Judeo-Christian Western civilization. And we share a political alliance and a military alliance in the modern Jewish state of Israel and the United States of America and all of our allies against communism and Nazism and fascism and today's version, radical Islam, which, by the way, the left and radical Islam are allies, the red-green axis. So Christians know this, conservatives know this. Every American knows this, whether they're religious or not, except for the far left, which includes the Jewish left, which has prioritized, obviously, the radical liberal leftist socialist politics and ideology and their religion of liberalism, really leftism, because I think conservatives today are the classic liberals. So when I say liberal today, I really mean leftist, who's abandoned liberal values, which used to be pro-Israel, Harry Truman, JFK, Scoop Jackson, Joe Lieberman, were all Democrats who were pro-Israel. Today, the 21 Democrats running for president for 2020 nomination have not stood by Israel as it suffers 700 rockets launched against its civilians hiding, children hiding in bomb shelters. They get 30 seconds to get to a bomb shelter when the siren goes off, and the Democrats can't stand by Israel. While Mr. Trump is the only president who moves the U.S. Embassy to Israel's capital, though every president promised they would, Republican and Democrat, and stands by Israel over and over and over again, and celebrates the U.S.-Israel relationship, and all the Democrats can do is castigate it. They can't even vote against the boycott, divestment, and sanctions of Israel taking place on college campuses. They're actually on the side of those who would destroy Israel. And that's not overwrought. The Democrats, six of the seven U.S. senators running for president, could not vote for the bill in Congress which condemned the BDS movement, boycott, divest, and sanction. Who? Not Syria committing genocide.
God.
Not all the human rights abuses around the world. The democracy in Israel, where Arabs have more of a vote and voice than anywhere in the Arab world, the Democrats have collapsed on Israel, and the Jewish left has abandoned Israel to ally itself with the people, by the way, who hate them, the left.
Mm-hmm.
It's stunning what's gone on in Jewish life. And so you've got increasingly rabid Jewish leftists who are now protesting even mainstream Jewish organizations and have just exhibited the same kind of violence, by the way, rhetorical if not actual, as the left generally. And so the answer to your question, Joe, is Jewish leftists and liberals are just acting like the rest of the emotion-based leftists and liberals out there. They certainly aren't prioritizing support for Israel or even for Jewish causes.
No, and again, I look at that sometimes, and you made a point about the, you know, I'll say early Catholicism and what have you, and what was going on in Europe. I realize that the you know, what happened in the Jewish community to a big degree was intolerance, right? I mean, in the early days, it was all about intolerance. I know that conservatives at times, I wish it wouldn't look this way, we are seen as being intolerant, if you would. And I wish people would get, just because we don't accept something, just because we don't believe in something, doesn't mean we hate you. Doesn't mean we want to kill you. Unlike the other side, they want to send guys like me to concentration camps to be reprogrammed and worked on so that I'll come out a kinder, gentler person, according to what they believe a kinder, gentler person is. That's got to scare the, even of the uneducated person, that has to scare you to no end to think that they even think that that's an option, don't you?
That's extremely well said. Some of the greatest conservatives in America are black. Thomas Sowell, Walter Williams, right, and many others. But they're welcome into the conservative movement. Jews have been very much leaders in the conservative movement. Milton Friedman is probably the most well-regarded economist, Jewish conservative, in the last 100 years in the United States. He was welcomed into the conservative movement. The problem isn't that conservatives have a problem with Jews. They have a problem with radical leftists. So if you're a Jewish radical leftist, you say, oh, you have a problem with Jews. No, we have a problem with your radical leftism.
Oh, it's beyond words. Again, I'm, as they say, I'm not an well-educated person, and I think sometimes I look at this and go, this, we're not helping the country, the peoples that have been loving and supportive and helpful towards us for decades.
Yes,
always
that, you know what, that is a very, that's a very powerful thing to say, and that goes right to my heart, what you just said. When I go to churches to speak, as a Jewish American conservative, I express gratitude. I tell the story of brotherhood and friendship and alliance. And there's usually not a dry eye in the room, including mine. And I am a one-man walking, hello, Christians, I like you. Hello, America, thank you for being gracious to the Jews all these decades. Thank you for allowing social mobility and economic opportunity. Thank you for allowing religious liberty. Thank you for supporting Israel. Thank you for supporting America, my favorite country. Hello, Christians. Hello, Americans. This Jew is saying, I love you, and those Jewish leftists, I don't love.
You know, Larry, real quick, we're running out of time, but when I was a kid, my mother was a hairdresser and in a very affluent area of Boston, and a lot of her clientele were Jewish clientele. And so I would hang out with their sons on the weekends and what have you, because they'd come to the beauty parlor with them. And I ended up a couple of years in a row going to an all-boys Jewish camp, okay? So I learned a lot about Jewish culture. I learned, you know, and I got to tell you something, never, being a little Catholic boy, right, I never felt out of place. I never felt unwanted. I never felt like, you know, I didn't belong. I loved that part of my life, and I wouldn't change it for anything. Tell people where they can find you, Larry, where they can find some of your writings and that kind of thing.
I just want to honor what you said. It means a lot to me. It is that sense of friendship between Christians and Jews, which has been the most beautiful, moving pathway that I've seen in this country in a long, long time.
Thank
and I'm
you.
Part of it, and you're part of it, and I reciprocate. It's Larry Greenfield, and I'm at Facebook.
Oh, that makes it easy. Larry, thank you. I really mean that sincerely. I appreciate the time
you're
spending with me today. Thank you so much. Hey, listen, guys, a lot going on. This is perfect. apparently a gallery covered up the artwork of a Muslim piece because visitors complained about it. But they didn't cover up the picture of Jesus in a bottle of urine. We'll be back. We'll talk about that on the other side.